taste that can't be beat. We've got the best cuts of
music.
Give it to me.
Hands off, don't touch. touch, my lady.
Hands off, no touch.
She's private property.
Hands off, no touch.
Go find somebody else.
Don't stop. Yeah. Who is it?
Robbie, it's Sam.
Sam.
Open up, man. Open up, quick.
Hey, calm down. Dude. Slow your roll, buddy.
Dude.
Calm down. Get inside here. Close that screen door. I don't want those skeeters in here.
Dude, I don't got time. No.
I'm allergic to skeeters.
Listen to me. Listen.
I've been allergic
to me.
What?
They're going to tear the tree down. Remember the tree? That big old tree out
there?
Down on the hill?
Which tree?
That hill. That one we used to play on all the time.
Got
to
give me a little bit
more.
When we
were 12. We had the Ford up in it. Had swing. We used to hang out all there all the time, man. We had the club.
Oh, yeah.
It's like we did the club. Best cuts club there.
You were the president, and I was the vice president.
Yes.
Jonathan was the secretary. I remember that. Yeah.
They're going to tear that tree down.
They're tearing that tree down?
Yeah,
seriously?
There's bulldozers out there now, man. We gotta do something.
This is
unbelievable.
We gotta
do something. They can't tear it down. They can't tear that tree down. It was my favorite tree.
Well, listen
so
here.
Many
Sam,
memories.
Calm down. They're just, not going to tear it down. Look.
What are we going to do, man?
Look, first off.
I can't think.
Hold on. Why are they tearing the tree down?
I don't know. I don't know why they're doing it.
Seems like we would have heard about it on the news. I mean, it's
you
a small town. It seems like
filed
this would have
something when we went to all those community meetings where they usually put stuff through the planning department. We watched that's our favorite channel. We watch that at 7 o'clock every day.
Well, do you still have the number of that kid from Dirt Bike Kid, or maybe the number of the dirt bike?
Maybe.
Do you remember that movie? And they helped each other, and they were going to tear down the restaurant, but Dirt Bike Kid helped them.
Yeah.
Save it.
Yeah.
And then the bad guys learned their lesson. And they realize that they shouldn't tear down the restaurant or
that's
whatever.
That's what we could do.
Do you want to try that?
Let's try that. Maybe we could chain ourselves to it.
That's not a bad idea.
Yeah. Or climb up into the top of it like that one girl in Oregon or
right. She's from,
she was.
She's from Arkansas, you know.
Yeah, I know.
My friend went to school with her. Interesting story.
His name was Marcus. Moth something.
Moth, right. Moth girl.
Yeah,
she
Moth
was from West Virginia, and they used to see her out flying around. She's like this myth.
Yeah.
A mythical hippie warning of disaster at every turn and every
sway. Yeah, if you saw her, it's like you would all of a sudden grow dreads.
It's actually the reason I didn't get that job at Microsoft, because I saw her grew dreads right before I had my interview.
Bosses don't like that.
No, they don't. Unless in San Francisco, and they think you got the kind of the clean crew cut dreads.
Yeah.
And they're kind of hip. They're kind of cool.
Business dreads.
Yeah, business dreads. Very finely coiffed dreads.
Yeah.
They're the best kind, I'd say.
Let's not delay anymore.
We were talking about Mothman. Did you ever see the... you saw that with Richard Gere, right?
Yeah. The Mothman
I was kind of surprised at his role as his acting.
Mothman completely different from Mothgirl.
I thought that was the same...
No, Mothman
didn't
will
I say
kill
she's
you
from Westford?
Yeah. Mothgirl gives you dreads. Mothman kills you.
Okay, I thought that Mothman warned you of impending disaster, and Mothgirl also does that, but gives you dreads, too. They're kind of an encumbrance.
I don't know. I'm going to have to go to Wikipedia on this.
They both hide in trees, I think.
They
both have glowing red eyes. He's got glowing red eyes because he's a demon. And
she's got glowing
red
green
eyes. Because she's a pothead.
Yeah. And it's all that spelt. Eat a lot of spelt. Your eyes turn green. It's just like on Dune. If you're around spice too much, your eyes turn blue.
Right. Or if you're around a hippie too much, they smudge a lot, and it kind of
they get
crackle
sage
your eyes
all over you, and
cleaning
burn
the spirits you
with patchouli.
I wish I had a smudge for that the moth girl's dread making abilities.
Oh yeah,
be a lot more. That'd be very helpful.
Some sort of hex or
sure,
or like how some people like to wear those giant VW buses. Around a neck chain.
Right, to ward off...
To ward off women. Maybe if you wore like a dream catcher around your neck, that would help.
You might ward off conservatives or some level-headed individuals, I don't know.
Yeah, that could be helpful too. It's just so crazy, it just might work.
So, what were you saying about a tree?
Started all this talking. Moth lady is trying to distract me.
In or something?
No, the tree.
Should we go visit her?
No, not her.
She's still up. I don't think she's still up there.
Different tree. The childhood tree where we had our
Childhood tree. Oh, yeah. Jonathan's secretary,
Remember Chris? He fell off that branch at the top and he died.
Oh, yeah.
And our moms wouldn't let us go back to it for a while.
Oh, that was a sad time.
Yeah.
You know, I wonder if...
I mean, we got to do this for Chris, if anything.
I wonder if our time capsule's still there that Chris put his artifacts in.
And I put all my favorite Archie comics in there.
I put that penny I found on the road for some reason. That was kind of a dumb entry, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever. Those old burnout fireworks.
Mm-hmm.
Thinking I could get something out of that.
Yeah. Gosh, who knows what else is in there? Who knows what Jonathan put in there?
Yeah, I'd almost rather not know.
Yeah, yeah, it might not. That might be a time bomb.
Right. I remember, it was a time bomb. I remember distinctly he wrapped it, whatever he had in toilet paper, and it smelled just like cat shit.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not sure.
Well, they
could
take that if they want to, but they can't take our tree.
Right.
That tree is ours.
Heck no. We won't go. Heck no.
Hell
tree
no.
Won't go.
We won't go.
Hell no. Tree
we're
won't
here,
go.
We're here where tree lovers get used to it.
Yeah. I'm here and I'm queer and I like trees.
Yeah. We're going to hug this tree. We're not tree huggers.
I'm not a tree hugger per se, right.
I'm not like that.
I'm actually not gay either. I just kind of want to use the rhyming
tree way.
Right.
I don't fuck trees.
Heck no. I don't
fuck
screw trees.
Yeah. That's not... I don't want to have tree babies.
Well, we should make some posters and get out there.
Yeah, let's get out there. Maybe Swamp Thing will help us.
I think so.
Yeah. All right, let's go.
All right, you're listening to
The Best Cuts of Music.
Bonjour. This is Anna Canin.
Bonjour, this is Radul Branc. We are the
Solitude Collective Orchestra
on the best cuts of music.
I sit in my chair, filled with this breath. No one could be so sad. With gloom everywhere, I sit and I stare. I know I'll soon go mad.
Alright, this is Teebs, and you're listening to the best cuts of music.
Are we the only ones here?
I think so.
Did you call Jonathan?
I called Jonathan, and I called Chris's mom.
Uh-huh.
I don't think she's all there right in her head.
Right. Well, God bless her. You know, yeah. I mean, did we, you know, we need solidarity here.
I put out a lot of posters.
Really? Did you have the little sticker things at the bottom that you rip off and has the phone number?
No.
I don't know if we'd need that.
No, I didn't do
that. I guess
that.
We don't need that.
No, I drew a picture of the tree and said, Come save the tree.
Well, that should be sufficient.
I think so.
It should be. I mean, it's the tree.
Everyone should know it's the tree.
Yeah, well, we had the clubhouse.
Tree. Everybody was envious
club.
Of it.
Right, right.
It's like Frankie and Steven.
Johnny Lee.
Everybody wanted to get into
Marianne,
it. We wouldn't let them.
20 years or not, whatever. I mean, it was still a cool club, right?
Jonathan only got in just because his mom bitched at your mom.
Right. Well, they grew up together.
Yeah.
And from what my mom says, her mom's always been like that, because the reason why she knows Jonathan's mom is because my grandma's and Jonathan's grandma were friends. And I think that's been going on for generations. But, you know, Jonathan follows Jonathan's character. He's kind of a little whiny.
Yeah.
You know what?
Yep. Yeah. Yeah.
Anyways, we got to, you know,
so
what kind of signs did you make? I'm curious. It's been a couple of hours. I didn't know what you've been up to.
Yeah. I just, you know, I just got my poster board and. And my markers, and just, you know, drew the tree and wrote Save the Tree.
Oh, okay. Well, I have a catchy little...
I put one up at the gas station, and then I put one up at the city hall.
Uh-huh.
And
of course.
Put one up at the library,
okay.
And one at the grocery store.
Well, I made some, like, protest posts.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I have little sticks taped to them, you know.
Oh, yeah.
So I have
yeah.
one here that says Tree 316. I have Tree No, We Won't Tree... I have
Hear No Evil, Tree No Evil,
God Hates Trees.
Yeah,
I've got them all.
Vote Yes to Save the Tree.
Right, right. So if we can go ahead and just get started, we can we'll get this wrapped up.
Yeah, because we're here early enough. The construction crew hasn't arrived.
I bet they're
Their gear's all
They're
here.
Still getting coffee and donuts or whatever they do.
Yeah.
In the mornings.
Did you bring the chain to secure us to the tree?
Oh yeah. It's right here in the cardboard box there.
Just go
ahead and grab that.
Grab it. Robbie? This isn't a chain.
Yeah, you said get me a chain. I got this
cardboard Christmas chain. Yeah, cardboard
paper Christmas chain.
Green and red construction paper chain.
Yeah, yeah.
That's not going to secure us.
Well, they won't know the difference.
Yeah, they will. Why didn't you grab a real chain? I meant chain.
I mean, we're
we
in
time. We had to have something to secure us to the tree.
I thought we were in a hurry here, Sam. It took me an hour and a half to make the Christmas chain. Now you're telling me I got the wrong chain. I'm just going to go home. I was making posters.
No, don't
you're
go home.
Just
I need you
posters.
To help
you're
save this tree.
Gallivanting all around town, riding your bike. I was making posters. I made the ones that count.
I was helping.
All right, listen.
You wouldn't even know about this situation if I hadn't told you in the first place, but I need you here right now.
All right, listen. Okay, we need to get
cardboard chain or not. We've got to do this.
We can use it. It's fine. If they come up close enough, we'll
kick them in the shins.
Right, right. At least we'll give the appearance of having a car. Hey, at least the cars that drive by will think we're chained to the wall.
Yeah.
See some sort of chain device.
And maybe we'll attract some news because that'll help us out a lot too if we can gain a crowd and
well maybe there's a Christmas connection we'll appeal to their emotion they'll see the Christmas chain cardboard paper they'll look at the tree and they'll think Christmas and they'll say I don't want to cut this down this is a Christmas tree you like Christmas don't you right look why are they cutting this down anyway did you tell me already
I couldn't find out why
okay well all right well it's probably not a good reason
I'm
sure they're not building a clubhouse
they're gonna pave paradise and they're gonna put up a parking lot
yeah
that's what's gonna happen
there's a lot that's I like the alliteration there we should have put that on a poster
yeah
don't pave paradise put up a parking lot
yeah we
pay
should have
attention
done that
to all the parks
yeah.
and
yeah it's like
another
parks and recreation and then
right.
there's parks and
Plano, Texas
yeah and there's plain old toast
I had toast this morning
well I'll toast to that
Always with the inappropriate jokes. Always with... It's good, though. It's good.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
Keep our spirits up.
Uh-huh.
All right. Heck no, tree won't go.
Heck no, tree won't go.
You...
Stay away from this tree. You're not
this
taking
is my
it
tree.
Down. This is... We have this tree. This is our tree.
This tree is named Donald, and you don't want to kill Donald.
Don't take down Donald.
You hate Christmas.
If you're down with Donald, then you're not down with me or something.
That's a way to tell him, Sam.
Yeah.
Now, if you get that other end of the Christmas, I brought the stapler, and we'll just staple these two ends together.
Oh, okay.
This is solidarity, Sam.
Yeah.
We're not
going to
eat until we...
We're not moving from this spot.
No, this is a tree.
We support trees. This tree. This tree is older than all of us.
It's true.
Put together.
You know, we should have set up some sort of conference or some sort of press conference that people could have come to.
Yeah, that might have helped to alert more people.
I'm not even sure. Hey, lady, this tree, they're cutting
they're
down.
They're going to cut. Oh. She's on her cell phone.
It's rude to talk to people when they're on their cell phone.
Yeah. You're not getting this tree until you pry it from my cold, dead hands. If you think you're tearing this tree down, you got another thing coming, Buster.
It's
Buster
true.
Brown.
Tell him, Sam.
I'm getting angry.
Oh, keep it up, buddy. Keep that energy up. Keep that energy up.
If you try to come between me and this tree, then it's going to be a world of hurt.
Something's going
to
come down.
Stuff's going to happen to you that you don't even want to know about, because even if I tried to explain it to you, you'd have nightmares for days. So just forget about it. We built this tree on rock and roll. You want to kill rock and roll?
Sam, calm down.
Don't take down the tree.
Sam, calm down.
Calm down from the tree taking business.
Sam, I said, did you have any breakfast this morning?
What?
Your blood pressure. I'm a little worried about your blood pressure. I'm feeling a little hungry myself.
Oh, man. Yeah.
What time is it? How long have we been here?
I don't know. It's been like at least
8 minutes?
Yeah. At the most.
Well, I think that we...
I think we've showed them...
Well, I hope so.
Put the fear of God into
them.
I sure hope so. Can't cut this tree down. I really got to piss.
Well, and I'm hungry. Do you want to just go down
too.
To the grocery store and you can go pee and I can get a sandwich real quick? We'll come right back up here and restaple ourselves to the tree.
That sounds good. We can do that. I mean, as long as we got this chain here...
Well, I think people will see all the stuff and they'll just be like, well, there's people already here. Let's not cut this down. We can't step on all their stuff.
They can understand.
Right. I mean, they're construction workers. They're not heathens.
Right. And they take breaks too.
Right, right. Maybe they'll be taking a break while we... Yeah. I don't think we have to worry about it. Let's just...
We've already put enough fear into their hearts.
Oh, I believe
to know
so.
That they're not touching this tree. They're not touching this tree. Ain't going nowhere.
They can cut down a different tree. They ain't cut down this tree. Yeah. What I'm saying.
They can cut any of those other ones down. Yeah, fuck those trees.
Those are crappy trees.
All right, well, let's go.
Yeah, let's get on. You're listening to the best cuts of music. We'll be right back.
Grocery store.
It's one of my favorites. I mean, a lot of people disparage it, but I actually
got everything.
Like it. It's my favorite neighborhood one anyways.
They even have a whole kosher section, which is nice. Uh-huh. I'm not Jewish, but sometimes, you know, I get a hankering for gefilte fish, and I can get it.
Well, it's good to have the option. Appreciate the diversity. They have a huge candy selection as well. That really anchored my
I know. They've got sparkles.
Sweet tooth. Of course. Love those things.
Yeah, those are great.
Love a good Brock's candy.
Yeah, Brock's candy.
Well, did you get...
They also have ribbon candy.
Well, I got some food. I don't know. I know you went to...
Oh, I used the restroom, and then I just got a beef jerky.
Oh, okay.
And some gummy bears.
Cool, we're set. Well, we're back.
Yeah.
I see...
hey, there's your
cardboard,
construction paper ribbon
construction paper
thing.
Christmas thing.
Christmas thing you made earlier.
It's all strewn about.
I wonder why it's just lying there.
Yeah.
I thought this, why is it here?
Well, I mean, we used to hang out here when I was a kid. We must have left it there then or something, and it was, we're playing or something. What are all these posters?
I don't know.
Something about a tree.
Doesn't make sense. It's like, save a tree. This tree doesn't run.
Well, hey, that reminds me. Did you see, there was an episode of Lost last night, and there was something about a big tree.
Yeah. Really
mysterious.
It's like a plane crashed in it.
Yeah, yeah. They were trying to get up back in it.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
That makes that, I don't know. That always reminds me of Keebler Elves.
Oh, like, gosh. I always wanted to go in that tree.
I did, too. Like, and how many are, it always just in, you can't really tell the vastness of the tree.
Mm.
But somehow they're making everything in there.
You know, I used to have a toy that was almost just like, it was kind of like the Dagobah system tree swamp thing.
Oh,
but
yeah.
It was bigger, and it was almost like
I
you could play
something like that.
Weird. It was like some weird
Ewoks
toy
or something
from like the late early 80s or something. It's really
Yeah, I think I had that same
trees.
Thing. It was just a tree for something.
Trees.
Maybe it's play school. I can't
We should
remember.
Save the, I mean, people should save the trees.
They should.
I don't
hear
know why we don't
save more
protest.
Trees.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like I don't have enough time to protest.
I know. There's just so much work in this day and age. What with the economy.
Right.
I mean, that's time I could be spending looking for a job.
Looking for a job. Exactly.
Yeah.
Pounding the pavement.
It's like tree's always going to be there.
We got that moth lady that's saving trees or whatever.
Yeah. She's doing her part.
Right.
She doesn't need a job.
Bad news is, she
is attracted to giant bright lights.
You get dreads.
You get dreads. Yeah.
Sam, that was here. Maybe I'm speaking out of turn here. Maybe I'm being a little glib. But I feel like we were here a few, like maybe like a couple hours ago, and there was something we were doing with a tree.
Really?
Like almost that's why we were thinking about trees. But it's weird because now there's not any trees. It's just
there's
an apartment
here.
Building.
Yeah,
it's
apartment complex.
Beautiful apartment complex.
It's very nice.
Here.
It's very
I do
modern.
Like it.
Yeah. I remember right there,
yeah.
There's that fire hydrant. Remember when we were kids, we used to open up the top of it and let the water spray out, and then
yeah,
we'd all like
run around. Like
yeah.
In those movies about New York where they would do that.
Yeah, we did that here. That was cool.
So much fun.
Yeah, so much fun.
I used to get in the, I think you did this sometimes with me, but get in the ditch when it was raining and the water.
Oh, yeah,
and
yeah.
Play Vietnam.
Yeah.
Crawl in there and pretend
crawl
like I was in Vietnam.
Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah.
Get some other kids from the neighborhood and get a stickball game going, like in the middle of the street.
Yeah.
Like right out in front.
Oh, gosh, memories.
Yeah, and like
oh,
Jonathan's mom
Indian
lived
summers.
Over there and
yes.
Accidentally knocked that ball through their front window and we all had to run.
Right. Well, and then she came back and we had to mow lawns to pay for it.
Yeah.
I feel like we all learned a lesson that day.
Me too. Not as big of the lessons when we stole from those mafia guys.
No, that's a lesson I'll never forget.
And we had to run through the whole building.
Or I'll say my left pinky will never forget.
Hide, and then we had to jump really far from one roof to another one and didn't think we were going to make it, but we did.
Reminds me of Rumble in the Bronx. In fact, I think that part of this apartment building, we were jumping from
might have been
rooftop to rooftop.
Yeah.
Over here. It looks like they just, it's weird, it looks like they just built it.
Yeah, but I have all of these very
and
vivid memories
of
this
it.
Thing.
Exactly.
Yeah. I love this apartment building. I hope they never try to tear it down.
No, in fact, you know, if they tear it down,
man,
I'm coming back to town.
I would organize.
Yeah, we're going to organize. Yeah. We're going to put up posters.
Keep this place up.
Right.
Yeah.
Shoot, we may use this construction paper Christmas chain to tie ourselves to the
that's
an apartment
that's
building
a good idea because it's symbolic
mm-hmm.
and it touches people's hearts
right because they think it reminds them of Christmas and they say
yeah
I remember Christmas in this apartment building
like
20
Christmas.
Years ago
yeah
I'm sure there's plenty of people live around here who used to live in this apartment building 20 years ago
yeah and you
enjoying their Christmases and whatnot
parents would have to explain to them how Santa could get to their house even though they didn't have a fireplace
right well they keep the window open
yeah
also it's the window that the oldest brother keeps open when he
wants to go outside and smoke pot on the stairwell
sneak out
exactly. Yeah.
So many memories of this place.
I know it. It's like some picturesque New York movie from the 70s or
right,
something.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, it's just amazing.
Hi, do you remember the clubhouse we had in the middle of kind of the courtyard area, that old apartment building?
Oh, yeah.
Where I was the vice president.
That's right. And I was the president. And
Jonathan
was the secretary.
Right. Why was Jonathan even included in that?
His something about his mom and your mom. I can't remember.
Oh yeah. His mom
it's
and
like
my
they
mom
were having sex or something.
They guilted. Well, I mean, if they were, I don't know if I wasn't sure.
I don't know. Maybe it was a guilt thing.
Oh,
It was a guilt. Maybe it was a guilt thing. Anyway, yeah, so we had to have Jonathan in the club.
Oh, that was great. I wonder if that old clubhouse is still there.
Yeah, we should go check it out.
Old rugged clubhouse.
Yeah. Wasn't it in a tree?
No. The tree you're thinking about is the one that they tore down on the other side of town to build that old swimming hole.
Oh, yeah, the old swimming hole.
What do you say, Sam? You want to get our swim trunks and go back to the old swimming hole?
Yeah, let's go to the old swimming hole.
Some great memories
we had some
of that
secret
place.
Spots there. We had that special place where you could jump off.
Right, right. I think we had that,
it was like a...
The time capsule that Chris put some stuff in. It was in
That's where Chris died.
He
slipped and fell and broke his neck on the bottom of the water.
And drowned, and we couldn't swim. We had already dried off, and we didn't want to get
back. Yeah, and I'd already put suntan lotion on, and that was such a bummer.
Yeah.
Plus, we had all that weed and beer.
Yeah, you don't want to get the cops involved with that.
Yeah.
That much.
Yeah.
That life goes on.
It's a good thing we got Jonathan to...
I'd say so.
...get the ambulance
good
on
friends,
that one.
Good friends, good memories,
yeah.
Good lives.
Good times, yeah.
Good memories, solid memories.
I love reminiscing. Reeling. Just reeling in the years.
Reefing in the years,
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
All right, let's get it going, man.
Sounds good.
Excellent.
You're listening to...
The Best Cuts of
Music.
Good night, everybody. You're listening to
The Best Cuts of Music.
Well, yeah, you said get me a chain. I got this
this is a
cardboard Christmas chain.
Yeah, cardboard
paper Christmas chain.
Green and red construction paper chain.
Yeah, yeah.
That's not going to secure us.
Well, they won't know the difference.
Yeah, they will. Why didn't you grab a real chain? I meant chain.
I mean, we were
we had to have something to secure us to the tree.
I thought we were in a hurry here, Sam. It took me an hour and a half to make the Christmas chain. Now you're... Now you're telling me I got the wrong chain. Look, I'm just gonna go home.
I was making posters.